I'm curious if you feel this way too. When you see influencers who are in the fitness space, and for me, it can be really hard to find that balance of somebody who doesn't make me feel like crap, right? Like, you see somebody who's just out there killing it, and you're like, how do you do that? How does your body look like that after you have a baby? And they make it look so easy. I'm talking to somebody today who doesn't make me feel like that, so I had to share her with you too. She's not intimidating. She doesn't make you feel like it's all or nothing. She's really realistic about stuff, and she's one of my favorites. Her name is Hannah Hall, but she's Hannah Bauer too on Instagram. And she used to be a gymnast for the University of Nebraska. Now she's a mom of two adorable little guys, and she's a personal trainer. So she does share workouts, and I like seeing how she balances everything while being a mom of littles, and I'm going to chat with her about that today. She also owns a nutrition supplement company called 22 Nutrition, which is so cool to hear how she decided to start that. We talk about that too. If you don't know me already, I'm Casey Barnes, registered dietitian and mom of two, creator of Mama Knows Nutrition, and I'm here to provide a safe space for us parents where we can learn but also not get caught up in perfectionism or feeling like we're not doing enough. You are doing a great job, and I wish I could tell you that every single day. I'm serious. Okay, here's Hannah now. Hey, Hannah.
Hey. How are you doing?
I'm so pumped to talk with you today. You know what I have really loved watching lately is just you getting into the gym and showing some of that on your Instagram has been super fun. And if people don't know who you are, will you just tell them a little bit about you?
Yeah. Well, first, thank you for having me. My name is Hannah Hall. But most of you, or some of you, or if you don't know me, I'm known as Hannah Bauer.
Is that your maiden name?
Yeah, that's my maiden name.
Okay.
So I knew my husband before we got married, like dating, and my social media started with that maiden name. But I did not change it to Hall after everything, like all my businesses were created. It was just a lot of work.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. But I am a mother of two crazy, wild, rambunctious boys. I'm a wife and a business owner. And I like fitness and exercise a lot because it makes me a better human.
Yes, I can totally relate on that. I feel like it's been the one constant for me. And I'm like, I'm so grateful that I grew up just doing a lot of physical activity, sports and things, because now it's just, I don't know, like it's always been part of my day. And I think it helps my mental health so much.
Oh, I think exercise is, I mainly exercise now for my mental health. And just because I think when you become a mom or your life gets really busy or you have a crazy career, the one thing for me that just kind of centers me, you know?
Yes.
Woo-saw moments. Yeah, I definitely relate.
Yes. Okay, so you have your social media. You also own a supplement company, 22. Yeah. Nutrition, and you have little, your kids are little, so you're still kind of like in the thick of it. Like, tell us what a typical day in the life looks like for you.
Yeah, so I'm very privileged and blessed in the fact that I don't really have a set schedule, so I'm able to navigate my work life around that. But with that being said, being a business owner with kids, life is always a little unpredictable, so not every day looks the same.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, my youngest son was really colicky. And so for the first like 2 years, I wasn't really able to bring him to the gym daycare because they, within 10 minutes, were like, Hannah, you need to come pick up your son. He's not having it. So we really had to navigate our life around this little human, which made it really unpredictable. And same thing with our warehouse and COVID and like shipments coming in. They would tell us a shipment would come in, but then we'd get a random phone call and be like, hey, we have a truck full of 15 pallets that are at your doorstep. And then we'd have to like rush and get there and unpack them. And so life was really chaotic the last 2 years. And we really didn't fall into some sort of schedule until like recently in September when we put my youngest in daycare for 3 days a week. And that was stressful because just his attitude towards babysitters and being away from me in the gym, we really thought it was going to be a hard transition. But he's done really well. And so both my kids go to school 3 or 4 days at preschool. So we get wake up. Saya is a terrible sleeper, so he gets up between 4 and 6.
Oh my
So
gosh, 4 is an early time to start your
yeah,
day,
so
especially when you
sometimes
don't want to.
we're able to get him back down and sometimes not. And I have a very, very amazing husband that most of the time will take those really early shifts because I struggle with sleep. But we wake up, we get the kids kind of ready for school, we drop them off, which is always a different time because me personally as a mom, getting out of the house is like a tornado with kids. It's always this
It's
massive
not just you
struggle.
personally, it's all of
Oh,
us.
it's like my anxiety just spiked. Thank God for coffee. But
Yes.
we get our kids out, we get them to daycare, and then we come home, and both Josh and I then will spend anywhere from 1 to 3 hours getting in emails, getting our like business workday kind of set up and organized, what we need to get done. And then if it's a kind of a gym scheduled day, we will plan, go to the gym and work out. That's only like 3 to 4 days a week. And then if we have warehouse stuff or our employees at the warehouse need help, we go to the warehouse and help them. And then oftentimes we'll finish up a little bit of extra work. Like sometimes if I have social media content, I will do that. Then we go pick up our little kids from preschool, come home, and we try really hard to make this quality time. So most of the time we try not to work from that like 3:30 to 7 o'clock window, just so our kids have more divided attention from us. But that doesn't always work because, life is unpredictable. And so
Why
sometimes we work or we wait and we put the kids to bed and then we spend 1 to 2 hours working in bed while watching like our favorite TV show. So that's kind of like the rundown. Not a whole
Yeah.
lot of major consistency, but it's a blessing and a curse in that way. So,
Well, there's so much
yeah.
juggling and balancing when you have little kids. And even too, like, you never know the day that they're going to wake up and be sick, or you're going to get that call from daycare. And you just really don't have that consistency. But it's good that you're like, I know that that's the case. You know, it's hard when you're like so overbooked and overscheduled that you're like, I need everything to go exactly according to plan. And they're like, things change, you know.
It can be, I mean, and I'm very, very privileged in the fact that I do have my own schedule and can create it. So hats out to all the parents there that have these really structured 9 to 5 jobs and they can't leave, or I just that they're heroes in my eyes navigating it all. But yeah,
I
kids,
agree. Even, I mean, just
kids.
getting Amelia out the door in the morning, like
Oh
she,
yeah. Yeah.
if I had to be at work at a specific time and like had to get her to daycare, I think every morning I would be just like wrestling her into the car,
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's
keeping her
like
in
those
there, like
it's the memes of the dads grabbing their kids by like the trunks and underwear and just like carrying them, you
Yes.
know. Yeah,
Yes.
for sure. It's kids just oh, they bring out so much of you that you don't want to see, but teach you so much at the same time.
I relate so much to you saying of like the colicky baby and then
Oh,
not sleeping,
yeah.
because Amelia was the same. Like I think she was 2.5 before we got like somewhat consistent sleep, but like she
Okay, so
didn't
there's
nap
hope.
anymore.
There's hope for
There's hope, but I'm also like, I'm a very high energy person. Like, I don't require a ton of sleep. So I kind of think that maybe she just got my genes, but it, I don't know.
Oh, good
What
for
I tell
you. For
myself.
my husband can handle a little sleep, but me, oh man, I'm a zombie, and then I become like the crankiest grandma in the entire world if I get like under 6 hours of sleep. So it's not the best combination with a kid that was up every hour for the first like 15 months of his life
Oh
and
my
someone that
gosh.
is just needs sleep.
Yes.
It's
Oh,
rough.
man. So, with little kids and just not always having full control of your schedule, wanting to be present with them, like fit all the things in, but working out is really important to you. And it, I mean, it's kind of part of your job and your platform too. But, like, even for the people who maybe it's not so natural for them, or they can't fit it as seamlessly into their day. Like, what kind of tips would you give to moms to fit a workout in the day when you have little kids?
That's such a great question. And there's so many things that moms can do to get movement. I think with fitness culture, they make it seem like if you don't go 100% or block out this time, you're wasting your time and you're not dedicated enough. And it really just puts moms in a box. And so they think that if they can't carve out this time, this many days a week, have this perfect plan, that they're not going to reach their goals. And so then it's not worth it. It's too overwhelming. And that really makes me like furious, because more than anything, moms just need it. Like, even if they could get 5 to 10 minutes of some sort of like exertion, or 5 minutes of hitting something or jumping jacks or whatever, their mental clarity is going to feel so much better. So my biggest advice is, if you're overwhelmed with starting exercise, or you don't think you have time, start small. So many people try to bite off the entire apple instead of chewing away just little bits and pieces at a time. So choose 3 days a week, or even just start with 1 day a week where you schedule it in like an appointment. Because if you schedule it in like an appointment, you're going to have more of a chance of getting it done, because you're holding yourself a bit more accountable. So on Friday, I'm going to schedule in just 10 minutes of a quick body weight circuit, and that's it. So then you start creating consistency, and then you can add in more days, and you get more confident, and you see that, oh wow, I felt so much better just doing that 10-minute workout. And it felt good. And when you feel good, you're more likely to keep something going. And just removing the shame and the guilt that you have to have this perfect workout that's 45 minutes to an hour long, and just allowing yourself the freedom to move whatever feels good that day for however how long you can. And that's enough. It will all add up. So that was a lot of jumble and a lot of talk.
No, that's so helpful, because no, you're
Yeah.
right. It's like we put that pressure on ourselves to make it be this whole thing, when it's like it really can be good enough to get in those small bursts and really to just get in the habit and like feel good. And I feel too, I'm in a different season of life now. My kids are 5 and 7, and my day looks so different than it did 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And so I wish I could go back and tell myself, like, you're doing enough. And it's really hard when you're low on sleep too. Like, how do you motivate yourself when you're like exhausted?
And it's such a fine balance in navigating what your body needs and what's best for you, and having the appropriate expectations. I think so many moms put so much pressure to do it all, and we're simply not built to do it all. There's going to be a tipping point where you just crumble. And I think that's why postpartum depression is so prevalent here in America, because moms are expected to do it all, and it's just kind of very unfair situation that they're put in. So one mom might actually need exercise to better her mental health, but another mom, that it might be more burdensome to her to have to exercise, like that creates more anxiety. So if trying to find time to exercise and make time for yourself causes you more anxiety, then maybe it's just a season where you know that you can't exercise, and then you'll be able to find a new season's going to come where you can make time for it, right? So I think it's all about managing your expectations and what you need, and then not comparing yourself to someone else and what they're doing that fits their needs, because then the thief of joy comes in. And then it's like, what benefits another mom might cause more stress in your life. And so people forget that everyone's journeys are different, and what they're battling and what they need. And it's hard, dang it. It's hard for moms in general. I feel like those first 4 years for any mom, and balancing and navigating life is hard. So
It is. I'm so guilty of that comparison. And then, I could see somebody who can kill it with they're holding their baby and doing a full workout and, doing the squats and all this stuff. And to me, I was just like, I just can't do it. And it's like, I
So,
wish I would have let myself off the hook with that, not feel like I had to
absolutely.
do that, because I saw other people being able to do that.
So, and I think sometimes too, like, obviously fitness is my job. I love to exercise. I coach gymnastics, so I feel very comfortable holding my children. And that's just the way that I made it work for me. Like, involving your children in exercise is a beautiful thing, but it doesn't mean you have to hold them, right? That's just what I do. But it's the same thing for me. Like, my kids were such picky eaters. Like, I followed all the baby led weaning books, and I did everything I said, and it did not go the way that they painted. And I just remember looking at all of these registered dietitians who were feeding their kids these elaborate meals and cooking and doing these things. I would be like so discouraged, because I was like, why is it not working for me? But it comes
Yeah.
back to that comparison thing. That's what they specialize in. That's what they do. So of course their journey is going to look a little bit different than mine when I'm learning and then trying to navigate eating my kids and then trying to work through picky eating or food allergies. And so it's like taking into account of letting myself off the hook that it's okay if my kids just eat cereal instead of a really elaborate breakfast meal like they're supposed to. So it's
Yeah.
all about that balance between grace and discipline. And then knowing like I'm not a professional in that area. I don't have to act or get myself that professional standards or hold myself to that expectation.
Yeah,
You
I'm
know?
curious if you feel like being in the fitness and influencer space, like, I think that a lot of moms will see women who have had babies and they're like, oh my God, like, how do you look so in shape? But it's like,
Right.
you, this is your job. Like, you're naturally
Yeah.
going to be
Yeah.
spending more time in this area than somebody
Right.
else.
Right. Yeah, so that's a whole we could go into hours of talking with the whole postpartum stuff. But exactly, and it's also I have the education and the tools and the resources to be able to have a different pregnancy and maybe postpartum experience, and that's why I'm so passionate about it because more moms need the education and the tools and the support and the resources to have a very similar journey. And that's not to say like they're going to bounce back right away because there's a whole genetics role, pregnancy circumstances, work, support, like
Yes.
resources that go into it. It's not just oh, if you work out for 9 months, you're going to, bounce back. It's so much more complex than that. And part of the fitness narrative, and even if I'm guilty of this, that makes me feel sick to my stomach. But if you work out for 9 months, you're going to bounce back and look like me, which could be furthest from the truth. It's just so far more complex than that. But even if moms were supported in a different way from their OBs to their postpartum care to their household, pregnancy and postpartum would look different on every single woman in a much more positive way.
Yeah. Oh,
But
I totally agree. I mean, that I even just think about the postpartum care and how that was so
it's
lacking.
infuriating.
It's just like, oh my gosh. Okay. So say we have a mom who has 10 to 15 minutes. Like, what are some ideas of things she could do? She feels ready. She wants to do something. What might you recommend?
I always make things more complex than they need to be, but I feel like it really depends on your mood. If you're anxious and you are battling a lot, I personally love to have like a HIIT workout where I spike my heart rate, my like getting exertion out to make me feel better. So I'm going to do something that's going to do that. I might add in plyos, I might add in some push-ups, some squat jumps. If I'm at home and I have little equipment, that's what I would do. If I have weights at home, I'm going to do some hip thrusts or kettlebell swings. I'm going to do some squats, maybe run a little bit. I just need 10 minutes of exerting my body to get those happy endorphins going. If my body's tired, but I know a movement's going to make me feel better, I might just do maybe a core workout or body weight stuff that's a little bit less intense in movement. But it really just comes down to the equipment you have and how you're feeling. But I'm a big advocate of full body stuff. If you are short on time, you're going to hit more muscle groups and you're just going to feel like you accomplished more, and there's such a psychological like impact that can have. I work
Yes.
more parts of my body that's going to make me feel better. And a lot of it is most of us just want to feel better. We want to feel less stressed. We want to feel good about ourselves. And just focusing on that 10 minutes to do that is already going to take so much of that like burden and stress off, you
Yeah,
know?
I'm such a believer in just getting your heart rate up. Like this, my therapist actually recommend, I was going through a tough time and she was like, you know, if you can, I have a Peloton, which I'm very lucky to have something in my house, which I got when Amelia was a baby. I was like, I need something. But like literally, I won't even do a class on there. I in this season, I would get on there for like 3 to 5 minutes, just set my timer and like do a couple sprints. And that was it. And that actually like really clears your head. You'd be so surprised what 5 minutes of like going at it can
Yeah, or
do.
even just so true HIIT is 15 to 30 seconds of max exertion. And they say that if you do 5 rounds of 15 to 30 seconds of max exertion, that has so many benefits on your cardiovascular system, but the endorphins it releases and then just the endurance that it'll provide down the road, is really fascinating research. So if you have 5 minutes and you are so stressed, but you know movement's going to feel good, literally do 30 seconds of as aggressively and as strong as you can squat jumps.
Yeah.
Rest, let your heart rate come down, and do it 5 more times, you're done. And I guarantee you're going to feel a little bit better. Like it's going to boost your mood in some sort of way.
I love that. Yes, you don't need to have a
Yeah.
Peloton. You can
No,
definitely do
right.
some
You can
squat jumps.
definitely do some hit at home to give you that those endorphins going. And involve your
Yes.
kids. The kids love it. So if you're at home and the kids are acting up and crazy and they need exercise, do it with them. A lot of times they just want that connection. So I will literally work out with my kids running around the yard, wrestling them, playing with them, like jumping, just to get movement in. And I find after like just playing with my kids, oh, I feel better because it's
Yeah.
that release of endorphins, getting your heart
Yeah.
rate up.
You have like workouts on an app. Do you have short ones?
Oh yeah. So
Okay.
I have a really wide variety of people on my app. So I try to accommodate everybody from advanced to just someone that wants quick movement. And there's literally 5 minute core workouts or 10 minute live sessions or 10 minute workouts just to get something in. And we have a whole section that's like 30 and under. We're currently making a program now that's going to be like 6 weeks long for just 30 minute workouts or less.
Nice.
Just to get movement in from a variety, whether it's full body, legs, upper body, core, like just to help individuals that are busy or even mamas learn to work out in different ways you can work out under a time crunch.
I love that. We can link that in my show notes. I want to switch gears to
Yeah.
nutrition because you also have 22 nutrition. Will you tell
Yeah.
people a little bit about like what inspired you to start it?
Oh, yeah. So I had never really signed on with a supplement company except for one really small one because none of them really fit my expectations or standards. And so when I got pregnant, I was really frustrated that I couldn't take anything. Nothing was technically safe. My OB is like, you can't have any of this. None of it's safe. We don't know. And I was like, well, this is really irritated. Moms already have like, or pregnant moms already have a situation where we feel unsupported and there's not enough. Now I can't like go work out with a little bit of caffeine. You know, like I don't
Yeah.
want just coffee. Like I need this psychological like thing. So I was really irritated. And one day Josh was like, well, why don't we make our own? You know, why don't we make our own supplements? We know what's going in them. We'll have a really big hand in creating them and you'll feel good about taking them and they'll meet your expectations. And I was like, I don't know, that's a lot, Josh. And he's so great because he always pushes me past my comforts and he's like, no, I really think we should do this. Like, this is important to you. And so we decided, we toured like four different facilities and with manufacturers, we found one we really liked and we began creating supplements that not only I would feel safe taking during pregnancy, but also just quality. There is a lot of shadiness that is in the industry of supplements. They're not regulated. It's a doggy dog world where they're very money hungry and they use really poor quality ingredients, a lot of additives and fillers to make you feel like there's more in there that you're buying, but you're really just buying fluff. And they're not right, like they don't care about contamination or like really anything. They just care about the dollar sign. So we really wanted to do something different and bring some quality and proudness to the supplements. And so we have very minimal fillers or additives. And we sweeten with monk fruit and stevia. And we try to find the best of the best ingredients at a pretty decent price. Like we are a little bit more expensive than what's out there, but we also could charge a lot more based off of the ingredients we do have to make it affordable to people. And that's how it began. And then with postpartum, I wanted like a breast, something I could safely have while I was breastfeeding. And then we just kind of went from there. Not all of our products are pregnancy and postpartum safe because we try to accommodate like everybody, but
Yeah.
we just wanted to have products that we felt good about taking and trusted and knew where everything was coming from and the way they were made was ethical and we trusted them. So,
I love
yeah.
that. Which ones
Yeah.
are safe for pregnancy?
So, like, this is going to be a conversation every person needs to have with their doctor and
Okay.
OB or even prenatal dietitian. But, like, obviously, our prenatals, our fish oils, probiotic, we have a non-stim electrolytes. That's for great for pregnancy. We also have one that's caffeinated, but if you're not taking caffeine, obviously, that one's not going to work for you. Our proteins, like the collagen egg, the vegan, or even the whey, are okay. And then for postpartum, we have a rooted energy. Has some herbs in there that can help with calmness for a mom. You can take any of the proteins, the prenatals continue, the fish oil. The only things that you really can't take during pregnancy are honestly like the pre-workouts.
Yeah.
Like, we have a joint pill that's obviously not safe. And then there's a few that are like pretty controversial depending on which doctor you go to. So that's why I
Right.
always say, please consult your doctor
Of
depending on
course.
your situation and
Yeah,
whatnot. But
totally.
yeah.
I have been using the cookies and cream protein powder in
Oh,
my
it's so good.
smoothies.
It's so good. I just mix it with oat milk and I'm like, oh, it's so good.
It's so good. Yes, I actually had that in my breakfast this morning.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I used to mix the collagen egg in my oatmeal in the mornings. And that was
Nice.
like when I was obsessed with oatmeal for a long
That's a
time.
good idea. Yeah, I feel like now that
Yeah.
it's getting colder, I'll probably get back into oatmeal season myself. What's
Yeah.
your go-to breakfast for yourself?
For ourselves. So we try to do breakfast with the kids and eat with the kids. And right now it's hash browns and eggs. We've been really working hard on vegetables, but still 4 years and my kids still
That's
pick
okay.
them out or they won't eat it.
That's
But
okay.
well, Josh and I will sometimes mix onions and spinach and tomatoes in ours, and then the kids will just have the hash browns and eggs, and then they pick out the vegetables. One day, I'm just hoping they're going to start eating them and
If it makes you
love
feel any
vegetables.
better, mine would not eat that either. So
I know they say exposure, 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 but
I know for
one
some
day.
kids it is much harder than others. Like it depends on their
Yes.
personality and their genetics and are
Yeah,
they more easygoing?
sensory.
Like, yes, there's so
Yeah,
many
food
things that go to it.
allergies. Yeah,
Yeah.
tongue ties. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
Yeah.
Motherhood is not as simple as some accounts make
Oh my gosh, no.
it.
And so your kids, they do like eggs, though.
I mean, some days they like eggs. Some
Yeah.
days they say, no, I don't like it. Well, you just ate it yesterday. So we kind of rotate. Like, we do hash browns and eggs some days. And then some days we actually do pancakes. I mix in Zora Foods, which is a really great small company here in Colorado, but it's got like chia seeds and fiber and like all of these like
Oh, I've
really,
never heard
really
of that one.
quality ingredients. But I mix it in the pancakes and the kids have like little to no idea. So I'm just getting that extra, like I feel better about myself
Yes.
getting them some more nutrients. Or I'll sneak in some collagen in it on the occasion. But sometimes
Yeah.
we do pancakes, sometimes we do French toast. And then there are some mornings where they get cereal.
Yeah.
I am not doing this power struggle. You eat cereal or a bar and you go watch the TV and I'm gonna have my coffee.
Yeah, I mean, I'm honestly impressed that you even make eggs. Like in my dream world, I would have eggs almost every morning for breakfast,
I
but
love
I'm
eggs.
like,
I love eggs.
I try just trying to get them out the door. I'm like, maybe a
Yeah.
smoothie if you're lucky. Otherwise, it's cereal or a frozen waffle. Those are
Yeah,
your
we'll see here.
choices.
I'm thinking like every day, I'm gonna start smoothies this week. I'm gonna get them the spinach and their meals. And then every single week, I'm like, oh no, maybe next week I'll try to get the smoothies.
I know. I think I've just been making them
Survival
so
mode.
long that it's like I don't even have to, I know exactly how much of each ingredient. Like it just, I could do it in my sleep, but.
Oh, I know. Mornings, I've watched some influencers their mornings where their kids, it's so structured and they're every single morning is like, I'm like, how do they do that? I can't even be on my phone sometimes in the mornings because it's like the little kid off of Wild Thornberry, you see where the kid, he's running around like crazy, running around the house and creating ruckus. And I'm like sitting there just like, oh
I know. It's
my God.
honestly a miracle that Teddy has never been late to school. I'm like, I don't know how
Oh,
we've
good
done
for
that
you.
because the moments leading up to it are usually like,
Oh,
where's your
good for
shoes?
you. Yeah. No, my kids were late to school. Like, it wasn't a structured, they have to be there. It
Right.
was just like a suggestion. And literally, the first 2 years, we had to get Jaden to school. He was late every day because it was just, Saya was so hard in the mornings and screaming and crying or sleeping or whatever it may be. And I was like,
Yes.
okay, I'm not going to put this expectation on myself. I have to get him there at 8:30 when, like,
No.
he's 3 years old,
Yeah.
Oh,
Yes.
yeah, good for you because
Well,
that's my worst fear.
he's seven, so he does most of his things by himself.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
very different. It's very
Yes,
different.
one day. That's
Right.
hopeful to know.
Yes.
Things will get easier.
One day. I still am like, come on. But he can like get dressed by himself and
Yeah.
brush
Oh,
his
yeah,
own
which makes it,
teeth.
you're right. Makes
It's
it
a
a little bit
difference.
easier. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Hannah. It was so fun chatting with you and hearing more about your day to
Yeah.
day and all of that. So, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's blessed to be on here.
Before you go, I have to tell you, I have been using the 22 protein powder, the whey protein powder in my smoothies, and they taste so good. Hannah did not ask me to share this at all, but I have bought so many protein powders over the years that I have thrown away. Like, I after trying them once, because they didn't taste good. It feels like such a terrible risk, and you never know. So I'm happy to say that I found the one. I love both the chocolate flavor and the cookies and cream whey protein powders. Those are the ones that you will find in my pantry at this very moment. If you want to try it out, you can use code KACIE22 on their site, like KACIE22, for free shipping, domestic shipping. And I'll put this in the show notes for you too, so you can just click over there. Talk to you soon.